This is GQDN for Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. It's excellent stuff. So if you do that, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Not 24, 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some news about a delay. Some games could be coming to Xbox. And why did Concord fail? Well, we begin today with PCGamer.com. Because right now, China did launch an antitrust investigation into NVIDIA because of the AI chip sanctions. Now, this comes to us from PCGamer.com, and they said that the Chinese regulators think that NVIDIA did violate the terms of approval in the $7 billion acquisition of Mellanox Technologies in 2020. And Bloomberg did a report via The Verge about this, and they said that the Chinese government did approve the $7 billion deal on the condition that NVIDIA will not discriminate against Chinese companies, and that Mellanox will provide samples of new products to competing companies within 90 days of making them available to NVIDIA to ensure that they will maintain performance parity. Now, the details of the investigation has not been shared yet, but it is indeed notable because of the U.S. sanctions that does restrict NVIDIA's availability products in China. Now, the U.S. government did say that they're not happy with the approach in 2023, but the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo did say that the Reagan National Defense Forum in December, quote, of that year, "We cannot let China get these chips, period. If you redesign a chip around a particular cut line that enables them to do AI, I'm going to control it the very next day." And we'll keep our eyes on this, definitely. Now we go to Blizzard Watch, because what's going on the next couple of days? The gaming showcase schedule. Now, we know that the Game Awards will be 7:30 Thursday, December 12th, and I'm planning on streaming it on twitch.tv/joespace. But that's not the only thing going on. The Wholesome Snack on Twitch and YouTube is today, and as of recording, it's going on right now, and we shall see what games will be on there. Now, after that will be the Latin American Game Showcase, and they'll be on YouTube, and that will have all the Latin American games that you'll be able to play most likely next year, well, obviously next year. The Day of the Devs is tomorrow at noon Eastern Time, and we will see what independent developers will have in store for us. And the Women-Led Game Showcase will also be on YouTube tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, which means 7 p.m., and we shall see what happens there with all the women development games. And of course, I already said the Game Awards. That'll be Thursday, but now we skip to Friday, because the Game Awards for games who can't afford the Game Awards will be up on YouTube at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, which is noon Eastern Time. And the Indie Game Awards will be at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Thursday, December 19th. So we shall see what happens with all of those things. There's going to be a lot of announcements over the next couple of days, so stay tuned. Now, we get to some games. First off, IGN did report that Black Myth Wukong has an update that will add a new boss rush mode. And that's in the update 1.0.12.16581, because that adds a new boss rush mode that's called Challenge, and that can be found in any of the Keeper Shrine after beating the game for at least one time. And there are two types of challenges that are available: Return of Rivals and the Gauntlet of Legends. Now, these are going to be extremely difficult, because that is what the developers did put in. In fact, they said in a blog post, quote, "This mode can be difficult, and some odd opponents may surprise with new moves. Proceed with caution." So you know an update's coming. Now, DualShockers did say that Concord did fail, as what we know, because there was no unique value. And that's according to the Marvel Rivals developer, And the developer was Thaddeus Sesser, because they spoke with Video Gamer about the game's launch. And of course, the Concord game did come up, because Sasser said that Concord didn't have a unique value, and that would cause players to try out some other games similar to Concord. So he said, quote, "I've already invested in Overwatch. I've got 15 skins for Para. I'm not going anywhere," end quote. But then he did get into Marvel Heroes, or Marvel Rivals, and was talking about that game, quote, "I think the trick is that you need to have reason that people want more to come and play your game, and I think Marvel Rivals does that exactly with the superhero. I don't know about you, but when I heard the concept of the game, I was like, oh my god, I want to go be Storm in the game. I want to be Doctor Strange in the game. I want to be those heroes in the game. That sounds awesome." And of course, my mind immediately leapt to all the pool possibilities that you could have with that. That's why I think we'll pull people in as well, too. If we've done our jobs well, they'll love what they play, and they'll want to play some more. Marvel Rivals is indeed available. Let's go to GTA 6, because PlayStationLifestyle.net said that the story will be, quote, "less crude." Now, what do we know, at least what do they know about the game? Well, they know through the images that there's a male and female. So they're thinking that it's going to be a Bonnie and Clyde type story. Now, Jason Schreier did say that some publishers were holding off on setting release of the dates, and they're avoiding the cannibalization of GTA. "We know that the game is expected to release in 2025, but you know my expectations that it could fall to 2026. And like what we said yesterday, the other developers are in the wait and see mode because they don't know when the game will be released. But we do when one game may be released because it's been delayed. Gamatsu did say that Big Helmet Heroes have been delayed to quarter one next year. And that was via the publisher Dear Villagers and the developer Exalted Studio. And this beat 'em up type game, Big Helmet Heroes, has a new release window to quarter one 2025. I'll be on everything. PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, PC, Steam. Yep, everything. So when it comes out next year, enjoy. Now, PureXbox.com did say that there are three Call of Duty classics that could be coming to the Xbox Game Pass. Tom Warren got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2007, and Call of Duty United Offensive have all suddenly appeared on the Microsoft Store on PC. Could there be some Call of Duty Games Pass edition soon?" Well, that could be. We'll keep our eyes on it if they do. Most likely will. But, rumorville, Galvin, settle down. NintendoLife.com did say that there were some people that thought that they spotted the first Switch 2 image in the Satisfy trailer. In fact, DP19 on Twitter did say, quote, "Satisfy accidentally put a trailer on their upcoming product, Zen Grip 2, for a Nintendo Next Gen console, and in it, they just show the Nintendo Switch 2 in it, like straight up, just show it is blurred, but now, not much that is our first official Switch 2 look." So that could be coming. Back to Pure Xbox, because there are 35 games available, not 3, 35. So I'm not going to do the whole list, but here are some of the games. Arctic Awakening, Cats on Duty, Gigabash, Lost Twins 2, Preserve, Universe for Sale, Yet Another Zombie Survivors. All those coming to Xbox. That's a big list, 35, yikes. IGN did say that Sony could be adding some classic Sly Cooper and Jax and Daxter. So, three of them. Jack and Daxter, Precursor Legacy, Sly 2, Band of Thieves, Sly 3, Honor Among Thieves. And they are available for download. I might just get on that. We'll see. Now, we go to Polygon, because Humble Bundle got some cozy games, and you get $22 worth of games as a big time bundle. 6 games. And that'll be a part of the Wholesome Snacks Showcase, which is going on right now. And the games are Little Kitty, Big City, along with a few others. So you can choose 6 of them. Oh, the other ones are Fae Farm, Rancho Rivershine, Spirit City, Lofi Sessions, Minnie Mae Lane, and Rusty's Retirement. Oh, you can also get the Fae Farm soundtrack. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.